लॅक टन्स पर इयर बॉक्साईट मायनिंग करपाचो आसा. आणि हे मायनिंग तर गावांत.
A meeting of tribal communities is taking place on the grounds of a church in the ramshackle Goan fishing village of Beetle. Catholic priests have raised the alarm about a huge bauxite mine and other development projects planned for the area. Rajendra Karkar, a local fisherman, needs no convincing.
हो परिणाम आमचेच परिवारात असं जातलो असे ना, संपूर्ण जो आता आमचं बेतुल गाव हा तो त्यांना सुद्धा.
Karkar says he fears the worst if authorities allow a million tons of bauxite to be mined annually near his house. The jobs will go to outsiders, he says, and illegal mining has already contaminated the groundwater, causing kidney failure among villagers. Dust is blanketing the area, and blasting is shaking their homes. This type of conflict between residents and mining companies is common in Goa. India's Supreme Court in January allowed extraction of iron ore to resume at 16 locations, on the condition the operators pay a combined $25 million in compensation to the state forest department for environmental damage. Goa exports 35 million tons of ore annually, mainly to China, Japan, South Korea, and Europe, and the court ruling brought relief to the mining industry. It disappointed environmentalists, who say that for every ton of ore extracted, up to 3 tons of waste are produced. Mining here dates to the 1950s, when Goa was still a Portuguese colony. Goa Foundation Director Claude Alvarez says no one envisioned large-scale open-cast extraction, which scars the environment and threatens the vitality of a major tourist destination.
The leases were granted at that time on the assumption that they would be largely manually operated, small-scale. And nobody ever thought that Japan would one day come here with all their huge excavating machines and enable a rapid increase in the way in which ore would be extracted.
P.K. Mukherjee is managing director of SESA Goa, one of the state's largest mining companies. He explains that large-scale extraction is more economical than what is called pocket mining.
In that case, what happens is that everybody focuses on a particular pocket where the good ore is available. So you just extract the good ore and take the cream out of it. In the process, there are some low-grade ores which you could have blended and used it. That becomes uneconomic. So in the process, the huge amount of reserves gets wasted.
SESA Goa says it does not conduct operations without environmental safeguards, and some environmentalists agree it is one of the most responsible major operators. Mukherjee says most mining companies in Goa are environmentally responsible.
Generally, in Goa, the mining companies are quite focused on their environmental liabilities. They are always trying to do the best what they can give back and restore the environment.
Environmentalists say it is just not a matter of restoring stripped land, however. Pravin Sabnis of the Save Goa movement says the very presence of the mines upsets the ecological balance.
We have a lot of cases of elephants and tigers and leopards coming into villages. All this is happening because their homes are being just destroyed by mining.
That is why activists have gone to court, and in many cases in Goa and elsewhere in India, judges eventually agree that the environmentalists have a good cause. But Sabnis says it can take too long.
The legal process is so tedious and complicated that by the time you win the battle, the land might have gone.
Official statistics show mining surpassing tourism as Goa's biggest producer of foreign exchange. But architect Dean De Cruz, an advisor to the state government on land use, says Goa does not benefit.
Mining is completely destructive. There's large tracts of land, and what it actually provides as economic development is a pittance. It doesn't even go to the state, it goes to the center, some royalty.
SESA Goa's managing director Mukherjee asserts that Goa does benefit in terms of jobs, duties, and taxes.
Sustaining this employment itself is a direct contribution. Sales tax, excise duty, export duty nowadays, corporation tax and income tax. Biggest sales tax provider in Goa is the oil. It is basically getting consumed in the mining industry.
Regardless of whether mine operators or environmentalists ultimately prevail, the clock is ticking for the industry. Mine owners say that with present extraction and production technologies, Goa will be out of iron ore in about 20 years. Steve Herman, VOA News, Goa.